With 40 days to go in the California recall election, the candidates fanned out across the state today. Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante was in Sacramento, and Arnold Schwarzenegger campaigned in Fresno. News analyst Daniel Shore says Schwarzenegger's bid blurs the line between celebrity and substance.
Biographer Lou Cannon recounts that when Ronald Reagan was asked during his first campaign in 1966 what kind of governor he would be, he replied, "I don't know. I've never played a governor." And when Reagan was asked in retirement what his greatest movie role had been, he replied, "President. That was the role of a lifetime." In the media age, it becomes increasingly difficult to separate reality from theater, sometimes theater of the absurd. When wrestler Jesse Ventura awoke to the reality of being governor of Minnesota, he lost interest in re-election. Arnold Schwarzenegger's decision to join the California governor circus was apparently an actor's impulse, playing to the audience of the Jay Leno show. He had given no indication to his closest intimates of any interest in getting into the chaotic race. Later, he made light of his announcement, saying it was his toughest decision since deciding to get a bikini wax. Since then, however, his campaign has taken on a more professional tone. He has surrounded himself with advisors like investor Warren Buffett and former Secretary of State George Shultz. He projects the populist image of the outsider who has entered politics to heal the disconnect between the people and their elected officials. He has also learned to walk a careful line between left and right. Pressed on a radio talk show for his position on hot issues, he came out for abortion rights but against what opponents call partial birth abortion, for homosexual partnership but against homosexual marriage, for the right to own guns but subject to registration. The current California campaign is a made-for-media event because it is so short, enabling the famous to exploit their fame before boredom sets in, as in the long endurance contest among Democratic candidates for president. A new wrinkle in the media-politics nexus is noted by political scientist John Orman of Fairfield University in Connecticut. Unlike Reagan, Schwarzenegger is running while he still has a movie running in theaters. That should increase the confusion about the Terminator who wants to terminate a governor. This is not to say that an actor cannot govern successfully. Reagan disposed of that idea. But an actor has the problem of clinging to reality. He's up against the memory of Robert Redford in the 1972 film The Candidate. Receiving word that he had won his Senate race, he turned to his campaign manager and said, "Marvin, what do we do now?" This is Daniel Shore.